You meet up with many people along the Camino from different countries and life experiences. As in life itself, these chance encounters often have something to teach us. This poem ends with the introduction of a young woman, very athletic, who would repeatedly pass us up with her energetic strides as we struggled to climb the next hill. We called her the Gazelle. Whoosh! Having reached the summit, strangers gather for one collective catching of breath. In silent chorus, our eyes amble the cathedral expanse, inhaling nature's blue dome, to only then rest on the stone cross, standing human size before us. Shuffling our feet, one by one, our poles discreetly lean in to read the centuries-washed inscription, then sway back, mute, stunned, by a presence we dare not touch. Each stranger watches the other, speculating whether anyone else feels the same on this perplexing pilgrimage, religious quest in a secular world. Might there be other closet Christians in our midst, or someone who left the church but still is moved by the prophetic message of their roots? Too timid, given the sins of the church, to show devotion before the rest of us? Whoosh! A gazelle leaps up the slope, catching sight of the sacred in her flight. The long-legged youth sprints through the crowd of besieged bystanders, places her hand firmly on the cross, kneels, and bows to the divine in all.